Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the second week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 5. In finding the righteous requirements of the law of God laid out before us, that we love God with the entirety of our being and love our neighbors as ourselves, we now turn our attention to whether or not we can keep this law in any way. And so we ask in Heidelberg Catechism question 5, can you keep all this perfectly? We answer, no, for I am prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor. When most people read this answer for the first time, they recoil and proclaim, of course I don't hate God. Of course I don't hate my neighbor. But protest as we might, the scriptures reveal the truth. We do indeed, because of our fallen nature, hate both God and our neighbor. This is part of what the law reveals, as it exposes our sin and opens our eyes to our misery. We cannot keep the law, nor can we love as we are required to do, for we are depraved in every part of our being. Paul reminds us of this in Romans 3, verses 10 and 12, quoting the Psalms, where he says, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one, no one understands, no one seeks for God, all have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. And then, 11 verses later, in one of the more quoted verses of Scripture, Romans 3:23, he tells us, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. John makes this point as well in 1 John 1, verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And then later in verse 10, if we say we have not sinned, we make him, God, a liar, and his word is not in us. Okay, some may say, we are sinners, but we don't hate God and our neighbor. Yet the scriptures indicate otherwise, as we find once again in Romans, where Paul makes clear in Romans 8, verse 7, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are unsaved, whose minds are set on the flesh, hate God. They are hostile to God. Earlier in Romans 5, verse 10, he made the point that Christ died for us while we were still sinners, while we were, as he says, enemies of God. The fallen hearts and minds of sinful men do not love God. The fallen hearts and minds of sinful men do not love their neighbor. Left to ourselves, we are prone to hate God and our neighbor. This does not mean we hate them with all of our being, all of the time, but that when given a choice, we will sin against them more often than not, especially if we think we can get away with it. Left to ourselves, we do not have the capacity for love that is required by God's holy law. As we find in 1 John 4, verses 7 through 12, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. And then in 1 John 4, verse 19, we love because he first loved us. The only way we can love God and our neighbor is to first be loved by God. Until God shows love, we do not know true love, and we cannot show true love. While the law of God exposes us as those who are unable to love the way we ought, the way God requires, we do not despair, however. For in knowing our sin and misery, we turn to the love of God, and as his love is poured out in us in the gospel of his Son, we gain the capacity to love, the desire to love, and the ability to love. that we might manifest the love of God who abides in us. As we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and our neighbors as ourselves, that God alone might receive all glory from his people. He who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.